This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, our focus is really empowerment. And here's why. I was talking with a friend and my radio producer earlier today, and we were talking more so about how exciting it's been because we're starting to see this paradigm shift, right? That we're starting to see that people realize that the medical system is broken and that we're starting to do things differently. And here's really what I realize is that it's a start, but we're not close at all. And so I've had a couple scenarios in these last couple weeks that have really just gotten me fired up. So one, we're going to talk about the glucose tolerance test, which if you don't know what that is, when you're pregnant, and I am pregnant, when you're pregnant, they make you go through a glucose tolerance test. It's basically to test you for gestational diabetes. And there's some problems with this test. There are quite some problems. And so I thought, you know what? These doctors are really going to help be on the right path, right? And so we're going to introduce some more naturally minded alternatives that can still produce the same results to see if there is gestational diabetes. And it went very poorly. So I'm going to share my experience, like not a little bit bad. It was terrible, just absolutely terrible. So I want to be able to share kind of that experience because I know how you feel as an individual when we go to the doctor and we desire help and we desire resolution of our problem. And yet we feel like we're unheard and we feel like there's no alternatives and we feel like there's only one way when really there's other ones. So to be empowered about this, the second one that I kind of want to talk about is a story that we have. I have a medical doctor who had referred me a patient just for general aches and pains. And then when he went back to see her a couple months later, you know, he was going through and it's like, you need tons of nutritional help and it's more than what I can give. So we sat down with her and went through a nutrition consult. Well, one, I have a testimony and because she's seen amazing changes since we've gone through even that nutrition consult two weeks ago. And, but two, just kind of the backwards, how the system works. You know, she's on one medication, which is causing another problem, which they had to take a medication, which was actually exacerbating the first problem. So we're going to talk a little bit about Fosamax, which is the quote unquote bone strengthening drug, as well as antacids and kind of the role that they play together. Because I see this often with average women, especially postmenopausal, is that you know, we have this concern about bone density and rightfully so, but then the side effects that these drugs have. And then two, you know, when we have all of this heartburn, they give us omeprazole or the over-the-counter antacid medications and how that's actually leading to bone density loss, right? My ultimate goal with this today is to make you think, to make you do research, and know that if you're ready to have a team that's on your side to help you, if you have more questions, if you want a different outlet, it's one that we can help with at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? very clearly, we don't prescribe people medication. We don't take people off medication. But our goal is to educate you how to ask those questions, how to make the best decisions for your health. Because really, when it comes down to it, the only one truly responsible for your health is, guess who? It's you. And so it's how do we make sure that you feel like you are in control of your health, and it's not just, okay, whatever happens at the doctor is what's going to happen to me, right? So before we get into all of that, though, we're going to talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, we are talking about an article from CNN, The Myth of the Sunscreen Pill. The Myth of the Sunscreen Pill caught my attention because we are very much in a society that we see a problem and we instantaneously want a solution. A quick fix, a solution, right? And most of the time, that comes in the form of a pill. So it caught my attention. The Myth of the Sunscreen Pill. So if you heard that a dietary supplement would, quote unquote, strengthen your skin's defenses against ultraviolet radiation, defend your skin and eyes from sun damage, or act as basically an oral sunscreen, you would think it's too good to be true. And that is what the FDA found in late May, issuing warning about the manufacturers of several products. I said they were putting people's health at risk by giving consumers a false sense of security that a dietary supplement could prevent sunburn, reduce early skin aging caused by the sun, or protect the risks of skin cancer. And in June, U.S. State Senator Chuck Schumer urged that these pills be removed from online and retail marketplaces, claiming that they're misleading consumers and carelessly putting people's health at risk without thinking about the long-term effects of unprotected sun exposure that it can have on a person. So it goes and talks about a little bit more about nutritional supplementation, which I think is really interesting. Because this is not just pills as medication, right? We fail to think, and I'm a huge proponent of supplements if they're regulated properly, if there's actually if they're registered, third party tested, right? If there's actually backings to these products, I think that's really important, right? So. But there, I could go in my basement. Literally, I tell patients this. And it's true. I could go into my basement and I could buy some capsules and I could mix up like a tincture, right? I could mix a bunch of herbs together and I could capsule them and I could sell them in my office to patients. And it's legal. I don't have to register it with the FDA. I can print labels out on my computer and put them on the bottles. Like, that is legal. So the problem with that is that if something is considered a nutritional supplementation, they're able to sell those products without FDA regulation and oversight. One of the things that we do more specifically with our supplementation in the office, because I want to let you know, no, I don't make it in my basement. We actually do have, they're GMP certified, so it's good manufacturing processes. They're FDA certified, so we run it through all the caveats. We literally make our job harder to make sure that our supplements are clean, safe, healthy, that, you know, I mean, even so, what was it more recently that the Goldfish crackers now have a huge recall because of the risk of salmonella? Like, where's the oversight? Why was that not caught beforehand? And to me, it tells me, hey, just like any supplementation, if there's this huge recall, someone wasn't doing their job, because they should test batches as they come out, right? Every batch that comes out, and when they're lackadaisical on it and they don't see it as much, they're like, oh yeah, that's fine. So they go on to talk about a little bit more, and I thought this was really interesting, because this is coming up now soon. So you might not have heard about this. There's something called polypoidium extract. So polypoidium extracts, they say the jury's still out. A dermatologist and a director of investigative study at Henry Ford Medical Center co-authored a 2017 study in the Journal of American Association of Dermatology that showed that when ingested in pill form, this extract actually had a measurable effect in lessening redness caused by UVB rays and UV radiation that is typically implicated in skin cancers and sunburn. Right? Although he called his team's result promising, he maintained that the researchers tested only the pill form from one specific source. And so that's misleading for other companies to use the results to bolster the credibility of their supplements. But they're actually looking at, here's another really great one that I thought was interesting. And this is why I'm like, oh, be aware, right? Be cognizant. Not getting a sunburn, like we know how sunburns happen, right? We know how it happens. And there is truly a way to be able to reverse that, right? Like, you can wear a shirt, you can put on non-toxic sunscreen, right? But oh my goodness, how inconvenient is it to put on a shirt when you're trying to get a proper tan? Or like, oh my gosh, reapplication, how annoying, right? And then I think about, you know, the adverse side effects of overexposure. Here's another one that I thought was really interesting. An injectable tan. Again, this is coming from CNN. Another manufacturer turned to photoprotective substances closer to home, a hormone our body releases in response to UV radiation in order to stimulate melatonin production. In other words, a tan. So it's an Australian-based company, has an injectable product on the market in Europe called Sensis that contains this hormone. And the company recently submitted an application to the FDA for its use to treat rare disorders that cause severe intolerance to light. So the injectable is offered in Europe only for patients with this disease, but a clinical study is underway in Singapore on its effects on people going vitiligo, a common skin condition. Vitiligo can also be caused by underlying systemic problems like candida, right, which is yeast overgrowth. So I just look at these quick fixes, and it just is a reminder to me that although in our mind we're looking for that more holistic transition, not everyone is there. You know, not everyone is there. So again, it's just figuring out, you know, if you're injecting this hormone that helps stimulate melatonin production, what are the side effects? Is it something that you need? Right? Because medicine has a time and a place, but we are overusing it so much that we are literally falling last or second to last in terms of categories of health, according to the World Health Organization. Infant mortality is one of them, right? And so if you've ever heard about the glucose tolerance test, I want to share with you my experience with the medical model a little bit next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I've got the power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, if you know nothing about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, just know this, it's about education, it's about whole body wellness, it is, you know, it's about educating people, empowering them, right? So yes, we are a chiropractic office, but we look at nutrition. We look at detoxification. We look at organ systems, right? There's so many times that we focus on one thing, right? That's it. We focus on one thing. And the unfortunate part about it is that, you know, oftentimes there's way more we need to address, right? There's way more that we need to address. So it's just figuring out, again, the education. And this is, okay, so this is my experience, right? Because it sounds a bit elusive now when we talk about it. But here's what it comes down to. So I had my doctor's appointment recently, and they go through the glucose tolerance test. So what it is doctors need to see if mom has gestational diabetes. It can happen, and we think it's just if you eat poorly, in a very minimal percentage, a very small percentage, you will see that healthy, fit mom gets gestational diabetes. It's just the way that the placenta deals with the sugar, right? So I had an appointment last week and I came in, and I had called the office beforehand to let them know. What this test is, it's 50 grams of dextrose. So it's 50 grams of sugar that they give you 5 minutes or less to drink. 50 grams of dextrose. Let's talk about the equivalent. One can of Coke has like 30 grams. So it's almost drinking two cans of Cokes, slamming them, right? You have 5 minutes. You can't sip on it. You have to slam it. And what they do is they wait an hour and then they draw blood to test what your blood sugar levels are. And if you're under a certain level, they say, okay, you're good. And if you're high, then they say you have to do this 4-hour test. And the 4-hour test is drinking two of these, right? Two of these beverages, which is 100 grams of sugar, which, you know, it's like 3.5 cans of Coke. And then they test like every, you know, a couple times within 4 hours. Here's the problem I have with that. I don't consume 50 grams of sugar normally. I don't know why I would want to do it with this. But I understand, right? They're testing. And the reason being is because if mom has gestational diabetes, it is one that they have to watch the baby more closely and monitor the baby's blood sugar because they're more apt, right? They're getting all of this extra sugar from mom. And when they're born and they don't get all that extra sugar, then they're hypoglycemic. So their sugar drops. So they have to monitor baby more closely. The size of baby, typically they'll be bigger. So there's reasons why. I 100% understand. So I said, hey, here's the midline. I'm going to bring 50 grams of something. Oh, the chemicals. There are tons of, it's not just 50 grams of sugar water. It has tons of flavoring. It has sodium benzoate and it has yellow number 6 and red number 40, right? So it's this beautiful orange color. It's basically orange Kool-Aid, right? It's really, really sweet orange Kool-Aid. So I don't consume those chemicals in my daily life. And I surely would never consume them pregnant. And I'll go through some of the reasons why. But they said, so I called beforehand and said, hey, I'm going to bring in my own 50 grams. And I'm just going to do one of the fruit drinks, right? So the Naked, the Odwalla. So I went through and I found a green Odwalla. So like the green, and it has, you know, banana puree, apple puree, but it's 51 grams of sugar. So it's 51 grams of fructose versus 50 grams of dextrose. It's just a different source. It doesn't have all the colorings, the preservatives. And when I called to make sure everything was okay beforehand, right? Hey, I'm going to bring my drink. They said it shouldn't be a problem. You'll just talk to the doctor when you get here. So I came in and I said, all right. And they brought me back first thing. And so I saw the lab tech and she said, oh, you're drinking that? I don't know how to bill you if you drink that. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I've had multiple friends who've come in and it didn't seem to be a problem with them. I'm not sure how much they had to fight. So she basically, when I said, okay, well, I need to make sure that I'm not going to drink this 50 grams if it doesn't count towards this test. And she said, the doctor said no. I said, okay, what do I do next? She said, go wait out in the waiting room. And so I did. And then when I saw the doctor, I said, hey, you know, I don't mean to be problematic, but I don't agree with the chemicals that are in the typical drink. So I brought my own. She said, it's not the same. And I said, okay, why is it not the same? And she said, you know, see how this says 58 grams of carbohydrates. I said, but there's 51 grams of sugar, and dextrose is sugar, right? So there's 50 grams of sugar. So this is liquid sugar. It affects the body the same. Dextrose and fructose. If anything, fructose spikes your sugars more. Fructose is sugar from fruit. And she was like, well, you know, it's really frowned upon. And I said, I don't agree with putting the chemicals in my body. So let me share with this. Eventually, the long story short, she said she didn't agree with it. She'd let me do it if my numbers were close, and she would make me do the 4 hour, which is the 100 gram slam, right? 100 grams of dextrose slam. And looking at this, but she said, and she goes, I understand. This is what she said to me. I understand that this drink is not the best drink, right? So she acknowledges that this drink is not good. And she said, but this is just what the standard of care is. This is the standard of care. And I was like, okay. And in my mind, I thought about, okay, so where are we at with standard of care? And I think we're the worst. We are the worst for standard of care. So when you're looking, and I knew this statistic beforehand, but the World Health Organization, the CDC, has literally looked at infant mortality rates. And so this is actually from Washington Post. It talks about how the U.S. lags behind other wealthy nations on infant mortality. So when they're looking at this, they're not looking at like poor third world countries. So the United States has a higher infant mortality rate than any other of the 27 wealthy countries, according to a report from the CDC, Center for Disease Control. A baby born in the U.S. is nearly three times more likely to die during her first year of life as one born in Finland or Japan. Three times. The same American baby is about twice as likely, two times more likely to die in her first year as a Spanish or Korean country. Despite healthcare spending levels that are significantly higher than any other country in the world, a baby born in the U.S. is less likely to see his first birthday than one born in Hungary, Poland, or Slovakia, or in Cuba, for that matter. The U.S. rate of 6.1 infant deaths per 1,000 live births is considerably high. If Alabama were a country, its rate would be 8.7 deaths per 1,000, which would actually be placed slightly behind Lebanon, the country, in the world ranking. Mississippi, the state, with 9.6 deaths would be somewhere between Botswana and Bahrain. Did you ever hear of those countries? Cool, me neither. I literally just had to look up to make sure I was saying it right on the radio. So here's what we have to look at. So when she tells me this is just the standard of care, I think how many of these other countries force moms to drink 50 grams? So I said, hey, if you don't want this, my alternative 50 grams of sugar, how about I do this, right? And as diabetics, you will know this. I have a glucometer. I can go in, prick my finger and test my blood. I will do it waking. I will do it before meals, after meals. Do you want me to do it for 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks? Right? Because that's a pretty good, if you're looking at your blood sugar consistently over the course of 2 weeks, you would think that that would be a good indicator of whether or not you have diabetes, correct? Right? We're looking specifically at what your sugars look like. And they said, no, because you have to test it, right? We have to challenge your body with these 50 grams. And I said, well, if I am close, then maybe we can do the blood sugar. And she said, no, we'll have to send you to a diabetes clinic. I just right. And so I know a lot of people are like, why don't you go through a midwife? And so I've had some complications with my first pregnancy that won't allow me to be able to birth through a midwife. So I'm more pushed to this area. Not that I want to be here, you know, and I just, here's what I think, right? Because this is really where I feel so much for the average person. There's so many times we don't necessarily want to be in that office, but here's what we do. We need their help. And knowing what I know about this, it's one of the hard parts, right? Because you feel like you want to be empowered and you walk in there and you ask the questions and they'll say, no, this is the only answer, right? So I ended up taking the glucose tolerance. I got to drink my green drink. Everyone was really mad about it, but I did it. And my numbers turned out great. So no second test for me. But let me share with you the other reason why, besides just I don't, you know, am I perfect? No. Do I have cheats? Yes, I do. But they're minimal, right? And especially too, like, I have been making sure that I've kept moving. I worked out and I've been eating healthy. And, you know, there's some random cheats that happen in there, right? Like, that's just, I'm pregnant. And even when I'm not pregnant, I'm still not perfect. But here's what's so interesting, right? The chemicals that are in there and the effect that they have on babies, like unborn babies. So oftentimes when you're looking at, like, it's unethical to say, hey, hi, pregnant woman, I want you to do all of these things and we're going to test to see how bad it is for your unborn baby, right? There's not, what pregnant woman in her mind would ever say, yes, please test all these things to see if it's safe on me and my unborn baby? Like, no way. So they oftentimes use, they'll use animals. And so one of the things with the animals that they'll use, larvae. So sodium benzoate, that was one of the chemicals that were in there. So here's an article. It comes from the Journal of Neurotoxicology and Teratology. Sodium benzoate. So sodium benzoate, and this is not something that's specific just into this drink. Sodium benzoate is commonly used as a food preservative and an antimicrobial, right? It's designed to make sure bacteria doesn't grow. Bacterial agent in many foods from soups to cereals. However, little is known about the sodium benzoate-induced toxicity during embryonic development, right? So embryonic, I'm currently at more the fetal, but embryo, right? You have egg, you have sperm, comes together, makes all this thing. One of the reasons why they actually use zebrafish larvae is because of the transparency of the eggs. So they can actually see what happens to the development of this embryo. So you think about this too, like, women who are trying to get pregnant, overall fertility, you know, if you're eating sodium benzoate, whether it be in soups or cereals, know that this is literally what they're finding happens. The more the exposure to the embryos, the survival rate of those embryos decreased. And what they found overall is this commonly used food preservatives was able to induce neurotoxicity, right? Neuro, brain toxicity, and nephrotoxicity, kidney toxicity, in these larvafish, right? And so here's a medical research article that says, hey, one of the ingredients in here, which you're going to consume, right, as a pregnant woman, leads to malformation of embryos. And I'm like, why do I want to put that in my body? Right? Another one, and this is so interesting. some of the food dyes, right? We know about food dyes. This is another medical article. Because I'm not going to take some like random like, oh, sodium benzoate. No, if I'm going to show you an article, I'm going to show you an article that is peer reviewed, that it's published, that says, hey, but it talks about the consumption of artificial food dyes during childhood and adolescence have been linked to behavioral changes. But what they're finding more so, and what this study goes in, is it talks about the prenatal stress, right? Prenatal, in utero, the baby that's in my belly, the stress that I put on this baby for things like chemical dyes. They found red 40, yellow number 5, yellow number 6, blue number 1. The exposure has an effect on behavior such as hyperactivity, but they're finding that it's multi-generational. So in terms of behavior, it's not just what my child consumes, right? So I have a 1.5-year-old, and this 1.5-year-old, right? We eat really clean. I don't think that that child has ever had a food color or a food dye. But it's not just what I feed him. It's what I ate. It's the things that I eat during pregnancy. So we think about the placenta as being this all amazing organ that filters out everything so that the baby is safe. And the problem is that they're literally finding behavioral changes multi-generational, right? So that means that it's going to affect my child, my unborn child, not just, so I'm just, I. It's so hard for me to wrap my brain around thinking, oh, you know what? It's really not that big of a deal. You know, this is what the standard of care is. So no worries. I'll just do it anyways, right? Even though you acknowledge that this drink is bad, right? And again, when you talk about Red 40, one of the most commonly used dyes, they found accelerates the appearance of immune system tumors in mice. Don't worry. Yellow number 6 causes adrenal tumors in animals, causes hypersensitivity reactions. No worries. Just drink it. It's fine for you and your baby. Get out. Right. And so and this is the one where I'm like, okay, are you educated? Do you need help? Right. The empowerment factor is so huge because I feel like the knowledge that I have is huge. And I questioned it, you know, because I will tell you 100% to drink that drink would have been so easy. It would have been so much easier. I wouldn't have gotten any pushback. They wouldn't have made me feel like a terrible mom because I didn't want to go with mainstream medicine. Right. And so because I didn't go through that mainstream medicine, they make you feel like you're less than or you're uneducated or you're not a great mom. Right. And how many people feel like that when you don't want to go with the mainstream? You know, and what are their alternatives? Are there alternatives for you? Are you educated on those? Because even with that, that's one I'm just not going to compromise on. I'm not going to drink it. But yet if you don't have that empowerment, then you feel like you're helpless. And that's the one that, you know, I believe that all things happen for a reason. And so the fact that if my one takeaway from that more than anything was that we need to help educate and empower people to help them make the best decisions on their health. You know, that's ultimately my goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. No more, no less, right? To help you feel educated and empowered about how to take your health into your own hands and be able to verbalize that. You know, your health is your number one most important asset. And do you have the ability and willpower and knowledge and support system to be able to fight for that? You know, regardless if it's your health, if it's your kid's health, if it's your, you know, if you're a caregiver for someone else, if it's their health, my goodness, we have to bond together. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. When we come back, if you have acid reflux, bone density problems, they could be related. We'll talk next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. My power's turned on.
Feeling empowered is exactly what our goal is to make you feel when you're at our office. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, always to preface, we don't put people on medication. We don't take people off medication, right? Our goal is to educate you so that you can make the best decision for your health. So I had a medical doctor more recently who referred me in a patient, great patient. And when he went back to see her a couple of months later, said, hey, you know what? You really need to sit down and go through an in-detail nutrition consult. And so great. Like, this is our bread and butter. I go to FMU. It's Functional Medicine University. So I'm not just looking at nutritional components. I'm looking at how organ systems are affected, right? Like, for example, I just was on a webinar about the adrenal thyroid connection, right? Focus so much on the thyroid, but we don't realize that it has quite the bearing on things like your adrenals. So when we go through all that, we've got to figure out more about root cause. So I want to share just really quick. Her name is Marianne. After we sat down with Marianne, she saw some amazing changes. So here's Marianne's story.
Hi, my name is Marianne, and I've been coming here to Greenwood Family Chiropractic for about 2 months now. The reason that I came here is because I felt terrible. My neck hurt, my back hurt. I couldn't sleep. I had muscle spasms in the middle of the night, and I just had one of those aha moments that I decided I needed to feel better. And I'd been listening to Dr. Leanne on the radio, so I decided to come here. I've been coming here for about 2 months now, and I feel better. I have more mobility. I have more stamina. I, number one, sleep 10 times better than I have in 2 or 3 years. And I also needed a new physician, and I talked to Dr. Leanne about that, and she recommended one for me, got some blood tests done, found out I had some other issues, and my doctor said, you need to see a nutritionist. And of course, the first thing that came to mind was Dr. Leanne. I sat down with her. We came up with the advanced plan for me. I've been on it for about a week and a half now. First week, I lost 7 pounds.
Woo!
And second week, I've lost 2 more. So I'm, you know, the main thing with the advanced plan is trying to get the inflammation out of my body, which is our goal. And along with it, I'm losing weight. So that's a fantastic thing for me. I would also recommend anybody that is in pain or needs nutritional information to come here. My biggest thought was I wasn't going to have time to do it because I have a very busy schedule. I manage a business, and I found that I can make time for it. I don't always get everything in every day, but I don't beat myself up over it. I just go on and go, the next day I'll try harder. So I recommend any of you to come here, and this is my story, and I hope that you have a good story too.
If you want to know about more about what we do at the office, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, or schedule your appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam consultation is $25. Now, let's talk a little bit about kind of the education component. So came in Fosamax. So Fosamax is designed to help increase bone density, right? Osteoporosis, which is a bone weakening condition. Now, the one thing that we look at is the way that the process works, and this takes more than the time that I have left, is that it stops the bone from breaking down. The problem is that there's a reason why we have this bone breakdown and buildup cycle. It's to create strong bones. So they're looking at some of the evidence from Fosamax. They found that it can cause osteonecrosis, which is bone death of the jaw, in atrial fibrillation, right? AFib, dysrhythmic heart function. It literally affects the beating of your heart. They found that a new concern being raised by multiple reports is that femur fractures in the long-term Fosamax users, right? So here's some evidence. In 2008, they did researchers in Singapore published a report on 17 postmenopausal women, average age 66, who experienced fracture across the thigh bone that was unprovoked by major trauma. All of the women had been taking Fosamax for an average of 5 years, and 13 of them had had leg pain before the fracture developed. The researchers reported similar findings in another study they did in 2007, where they saw that prolonged suppression of bone remodeling actually encouraged fractures and micro damage to the bone. Right? They looked at even more studies that they went through and saw. The long run, so they're saying, hey, this actually causes hip fractures. Long-term use of this drug causes hip fractures. More of the adverse effects as well is upper GI adverse effects. Upper GI, right? So esophagus, right? So they found that it caused things like heartburn. So they typically put them on something called omeprazole, right? Or an over-the-counter antacid. Here's the problem with that, right? So you're taking this drug to help strengthen your bones. This drug, and this actually comes from the Mayo Clinic from 2009, that it causes upper GI symptoms. So what they do is they say, hey, it causes reflux. So we're going to give you a proton pump inhibitor, which is, again, over-the-counter, Prilosec, Prevacid, omeprazole. So here's what that does. It decreases the stomach acid. So when you decrease stomach acid, calcium needs an acidic environment to be absorbed, right? And so we all know that calcium's needed for strong bones. So if calcium's needed for strong bones, but you're taking a medication that decreases your ability to absorb calcium to cause those strong bones, you see how that would be a problem. So one of the side effects of omeprazole, long-term use of omeprazole, is bone density loss. But you're taking the Fosamax, which causes GI issues, and you take a pill that helps the GI issues, that actually causes bone density loss. Do you see how our cycle is problematic? Like, right? And it's, oh my goodness. So there's other bioavailable sources of calcium, right? Because oftentimes we just take calcium supplements, but those calcium supplements aren't great supplements. It actually causes kidney stones, which then puts you more in the model of figuring out how we address the kidney stones with different medications, right? Because we see more kidney problems. It's one where we get hooked in and we just kind of went through, like, do you see how this is backwards? And so now it's great because I'm chatting with this medical doctor about, hey, I don't know if you knew all of the short-term and long-term side effects of bisphosphonate therapy, Fosamax therapy, and the problems in which it causes, right? And so when we're just looking at just as a whole how backwards our system is, like, we have to get more down to the root cause of the problem. You know, are there ways to increase bone density naturally? One of the vibration plates, a therapy that we use in the office, substantially increases bone density, right? Or is there a reason why you're having this acid reflux, right? Can we address more of the acid reflux in general? If that's your starting point, so that we can address the acid reflux, right? Is it nutrition? Is it toxicity? Like, what's going on so that in the long term, we don't see long-term use of omeprazole causes bone density loss? So they put you on Fosamax, which, you know, therefore leads to more GI issues. It's just, it's so backwards. It's not the root cause. That's what we want to do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We have to get down to the root cause. And again, I don't put anyone on or take anyone off medication, but you have to figure out. I will tell you, this medical doctor, actually, he said, let's start having your omeprazole, right? He's like, you need to get off of this. The long-term side effects of kidney damage. She started making dietary changes, right? Because again, we don't do medication, but the nutrition that she had, what she learned, she was able to make those changes. She's lost 7 pounds in a week, 10 pounds in almost 2 weeks. She said she feels great. She has more energy, right? She's living more life. And this is just making those changes. But who's teaching you that, right? And that's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam consultation is $25. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can go online to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I always appreciate it. You know, just the education component, right? Just empowering. If anything, know this, your health is your choice. And feel empowered that you have the ability to make those decisions for your health, for your kids' health, for your family's health. And know that if you need any help, we'll always be here for you. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.